Airport and police officials were short on specifics, saying it's still an ongoing investigation. Two suspicious packages were found, one near the security checkpoint and another in the parking garage next to the terminal. The second package was harmless, but Jacksonville Sheriff's Office spokesman Shannon Hartley says a device in the first package needed to be neutralized.
I can tell you that one device was located that needed to be rendered safe. It was taken off site to be rendered safe, and that's where we're at.
Passengers and others at the airport reported two people were taken away in handcuffs, but police wouldn't confirm if any arrests were made. Some passengers were stuck on the tarmac for hours until being transported to three nearby hotels. Others remained in a nearby parking lot waiting word on friends and relatives' incoming flights. Tony Dean from Clarksville, Tennessee, also got stuck in the parking lot.
I have a hotel over on the airport property and decided to go get something to eat and saw the cops going toward the airport when I was leaving, and I've been sitting out here since about 6 o'clock.
Airport spokesman Michael Stewart says passengers with flights arriving or departing on Wednesday should check with their airline. He also says anyone who went home without being able to pick up their luggage should return to the airport. Kevin Mershart, WJCT News.